Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The University of Galway is proposing to discontinue its general arts degree programme as part of a wider academic review. Basically, it seems students don't want to study arts degrees anymore. They want to leave college with a job. Or as this report in the Irish Times, or seen by the Irish Times today, tells us, they want clearer routes to employment. Claire is with me on the line. Claire's the owner of Galway Guidance. And Claire, I believe you worked at the University of Galway at some stage as well. What's your reaction to this news today?
Yeah, I have to say I'm quite surprised at this news. I'm also an arts graduate myself, so I'm surprised at the decision. But I do feel that times are changing. I feel there are many factors that have led to this decision. I think the accommodation shortage and the rise in the cost of living are making students question how long they want to spend in college and how much they want to invest in their education. And I think if you look at arts students, on average, most would complete an arts degree and then go on to complete a master's to specialise. And I think students are trying to evaluate their time and their investment in their education. When you look at other degrees, such as occupational therapy or speech and language therapy, they complete a degree and then they're employable straight after the degree. So in essence, it's probably seen as a greater return on their investment.
They want to leave college on graduation day at the graduation ceremony, Claire, with a piece of paper that says they are a something after their 3 years.
Yeah. Yes, very much so, that they are employable and that also they can see their employment routes throughout their degree before they graduate, I think is very important. And sometimes that's not always possible. However, I would say that there are a lot of advantages to an arts degree. Depending on what subjects they study, arts graduates do become subject matter experts. They learn a lot of transferable skills, critical thinking, creative thinking, cultural awareness, problem solving. And just to add, careers is a very individual thing. So there are many arts graduates who would have gone on to secure employment successfully straight after their degree. But it really depends on your subjects, your work experience, your personality and your preferences.
Some people are very snobby about arts degrees as well, Claire. There's a kind of a stigma around them at times, isn't there?
Yes, I think maybe that's seen that they might have, you know, an easy time in college, maybe that they don't have that many lectures. But I can certainly tell you that I had a lot of lectures and a lot of contact hours. I'm not sure where that myth comes from, but I definitely think it's alive and well. But I just think you really have to be open-minded when it comes to careers and employment and your college degree.
Well, I'm an arts graduate and I'm also an arts graduate from NUI Galway, or now known as University of Galway. And I have to say, I was really shocked actually to hear this today, simply because where this programme, I think, is crucial, it allows students who maybe don't know exactly what they want to do, but they have worked hard for the Leaving Cert, they've got whatever points they want, they maybe have, you know, a specialist interest in one or two or maybe three particular subjects. They don't necessarily maybe want to become a teacher or want to become a solicitor or whatever it is at the end of it, or, you know, but they want to go and do something, and it gives them an opportunity to try out a couple of different subjects. And that's where I think it was so unique. I know it's offered in other universities across the country as well, but it gave students that chance. It was the back door as well, don't forget, into many subjects, into law for many of my friends that studied psychology over the years that didn't get the points. Like I myself went in and did an undergraduate arts degree to do the back door into the legal world. I ended up obviously taking a massively different career path and I've ended up here, whether that's for better or worse. But that is what the arts degree allowed students to do. And it is, you know, it's taken that away from the west of Ireland to from Galway. And we're now telling students, if you want this opportunity, you've got to go to Dublin, where what is the accommodation scenario better in our capital city? I would beg to differ. But I think it's taken away a huge opportunity and chance for so many students, Claire.
Very much so. And just to give you an idea, I actually studied European languages and I don't work in them now. But I completely agree with you. And I also think it's sending the message that, you know, you should know what you want to do at 18, 17, 19. And as you said, an arts degree allows you to experiment with different subjects, with different work experience, different things like that. So I do think it is a shame. And just to say as well that, you know, many universities do look fondly on arts graduates. And I am hearing of arts graduates going off to study postgraduate medicine, postgraduate speech and language therapy, different things like that. So
wasn't it always the main thoroughfare into secondary school teaching? Like most of the people that were in my 300 plus lecture halls on the college campus or the college concourse in Galway, a lot of them went on to do the HDIP and become secondary teachers.
Yes, that would be a very popular choice for arts graduates, and it still is. I just think they should be allowed to experiment, you know, try out different things, try out different subjects and see what happens.
It's not just the arts department. It's the College of Social Sciences. It's the College of Celtic Studies, as well. That too has become part, we understand, of this review or certainly this internal report that's been seen by the Irish Times today. Stay with me, Claire. Ellen Howley is on the line. Ellen's the Assistant Professor at DCU's School of English. Ellen, what's your reaction?
I suppose, firstly, the thing to say is that none of us have seen the internal report, and certainly the suggestion in the article is that there would be some sort of replacement to the arts degree. I have many wonderful colleagues in that school in Galway, so I'd be very hopeful that something will come and replace it. What that might look like, I'm not totally sure, but I certainly would be very surprised if there's no form of arts degree available, particularly in Galway, which is a city which has, you know, a strong connection to the arts through the arts festival. But certainly, like, studying that kind of general arts degree, I agree with everything that's been mentioned so far. Oxford University did a large-scale study over the last 9 years in the UK, and all the outcomes for humanities graduates were just like really, really positive. Humanities graduates are much more resilient. They coped much better during COVID-19. The critical thinking, the kind of adaptability, all things that actually in this moment where we have this fear of AI are going to become much, much more important. So while, yes, you can't go straight into something like occupational therapy or nursing, I actually think there's a much clearer route to employment by doing an arts and humanities degree.
Now, what they do say, though, as part of this, there's been a sustained decline in student numbers, and they talk about the number of people registering for, not to get into the, you know, the nitty gritty of this, the GY101 degree programme, but that is the kind of the generic arts degree in Galway, right? And so 491 students in 2024, 749 back in 2019. So there's a drop. Not as many students applying for this. So, I mean, to be fair to the college.
No, there is, of course. And I think, you know, the accommodation issue has been mentioned here and in the article as one kind of issue. Perhaps students also kind of thinking about the time they want to spend. Other courses, I know our own course in DCU is increasing in numbers. So it's not necessarily, you know, seen across all university sectors. And I think particularly that route from a general arts degree into secondary teaching, I see that with my own students, is still a very kind of popular path for people to choose. So I'm not quite sure why the numbers are dropping there specifically, but that might be also why they want to, you know, reimagine what the course would look like.
Listener says, I'm a humanities lecturer. I think it's a complete fallacy that students don't want to do these degrees or that they can't get jobs with them. The skills gained are valued and transferable. There's no question about it. Another listener says, an arts degree from Galway or UCC, UCD is a wonderful platform from which to specialise. It teaches critical thinking, provides an opportunity for students to start to focus in on what they might want to do career-wise. I completed my arts degree in Galway. I gained a PhD in archaeology. I now work as a surveyor for the Department of Agriculture, Food and Marine. My arts degree was the starting point and firm foundation of my later career. Rebecca's on the line, 1800 453 106, the number. Rebecca, you studied an arts degree at the University of Galway.
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I am an arts student, a previous arts student myself. I graduated in May, just gone, and I have to say I completely disagree with this. I chose an arts degree because when I came out of secondary school at 18, I wasn't too sure what career I wanted. I knew the areas that I was interested in, which were languages and geography, which is what I chose to study through the arts degree in Galway. And I'm definitely happy I did so, because I was worried I'd pigeonhole myself into one specific life path, one specific career. And since then, I've been able to trial different things and use my degree to my advantage without being kind of stuck into going down one particular path.
So when you picked the arts degree college at the University of Galway, or even if you'd have studied it anywhere else in the country, did you go into that course, Rebecca, with a definitive job at the end of it in mind?
No, I didn't at all. And I think that's exactly why I chose it. I had kind of a few ideas in my head, wanting to work in the development sector, potentially wanting to go down the line of teaching. But I was kind of worried, had I chosen a more specific and direct degree, that if I were to change my mind, I would have then spent 4 years studying a subject or a degree and not using it. So going into arts, having a more broader, wider range of studying, I'm now able to, you know, maybe pick a master's that would be more well suited to what I've chosen to go and work in now, which has completely changed from what I thought I would like to study at 18.
So you studied so the way, certainly in my time at formerly NUI Galway, the general arts degree program, Rebecca, was that you picked four subjects in your first year, and then that dropped down to two subjects for your final 2 years as part of the undergrad program. Was that the case for you still?
So for me, we picked three subjects in our first year. So I chose French, Irish and geography, and then that dropped down to two for your following 3 or 2 years in university. So I continued studying geography and French, and I did so for a total of 4 years because I completed a year abroad on Erasmus in France as well, which is compulsory if you pick a European language. I really enjoyed my time studying, and I definitely think that it was a worthwhile choice, because in the end, it's been useful for me. It's helped me get jobs, I've completely changed my mindset towards what it was that I'd like to end up working in. So I definitely am glad I picked a more broad degree as opposed to picking a one specific.
Yeah, like a professional career.
Yeah.
So what are you doing now then?
Well, currently I'm working abroad on a ski season in Japan. But previous to this, I've worked with children's charities at home that I worked with during my degree, doing case studies on their work with environmental studies and the development sector. But I've travelled abroad to Kenya with children's studies, and I've worked at home in children's charities as well. So my degree was useful in getting those jobs, but it also was broad enough for me to be able to trial things like subbing and teaching, or working in more of the environmental sector, or using my language to make
it work. Well, I suppose with the geography degree would certainly assist with that element of it. I suppose the reality is, though, according to this report today, it just seems that more and more students don't want to do a generic degree, that you don't finish college with an undergrad certificate in something.
Yeah, I think that is definitely true for some people, but for me, going to university wasn't specifically about the academic experience, wasn't specifically about coming out with a career. I met most of my closest friends there. I got involved in a lot of clubs and extracurriculars. I had a lot of jobs on the side, and with the arts degree as well, I was able to choose specific areas of geography and French that I had an interest in.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, it's not just about looking at your college experience as what you're coming out with at the end in regards to academics, but also the life experience that you're gaining along the way as well. So I definitely think having a degree that A, is broader, but also more relaxed as well. In general, arts degrees tend to take up less time with lecture hours. And for me, that suited me perfectly. I was happy to be able to have some more free time to independently get involved in extracurriculars outside of the academics.
Rebecca, thanks a million for sharing your experience. Listener says, as somebody who studied business studies, I wish that I didn't pick a course first for a job, but something that interested me, and I should have completed an arts degree. Connell's on the line. Connell, you're a secondary school teacher. How do you feel about the University of Galway proposing to discontinue their arts course?
I am not happy to hear about it happening at all. And look, I understand students and the need to find something that guarantees them a career. I also think it's incredible to see like a growth of apprenticeships and people going down that route as well. But let's be honest, this isn't because students have stopped liking or enjoying the arts or the humanities. It's because they're terrified they'll have nowhere to live other than their parents until they're 35 or 40. Cost of living and the housing crisis have made things sufficiently bad that I've conversations with my sixth-year students every year. You know what I mean? And I make a point of telling them the first place I ever rented, I rented for €270 a month. It wasn't a great accommodation, but it was possible. And I'm not that much older than them. It's not a natural situation that they're going into, so I completely understand. But the trouble is, it's a very reductive attitude to what education is. Like, we look at why we have an education system in this country. We had, you know, the National Schools Act of the 1830s, but before that, hedge schools, where we were illegally risking our lives to try and provide education for no discernible material reason, but for a reason that the education is a means of liberation. It frees us. It gives us actualization. It gives us the means to better ourselves. Like, consider the North, you know, the 11 plus in 1948. Mm-hmm. 20 years later, you suddenly have a huge number of educated working class Catholics who become the leaders of the civil rights movement. People like Bernadette McCallisky or John Hume or Eamon McCann. 1967, Donna O'Malley brings in secondary school education in Ireland. The majority of people who went through that system were not necessarily going towards academia, but there is still a fundamental value to education. And as I said, just because we have, and I think AI is another significant factor here, that we're kind of seeing the denigration of the value of humanities and arts.
It doesn't seem to have affected the arts courses, though, at DCU or at UCD. And we heard that from Ellen Howley, who was with us a little earlier, though, as well today.
Oh, that's excellent. That's very encouraging.
You know, it seems to be Galway is where students, there's been a drop in the number of registrations. This listener says, I did an arts degree. I'm 34 years of age and I'm still not in a job that I would consider for a lifelong career, but I do have many options. Another texter says, my general arts degree was in UCG. It was personally the most worthwhile investment in my education. I studied foreign languages. I spent a wonderful year studying abroad, which was hugely important for my personal development. And though I chose to change career midlife, I would also recommend the transferable skills and critical thinking skills that a general arts degree involves. Fairly mixed reaction, actually, to this today, but some people quite passionate about my time it was NUI Galway, but now it's University of Galway, and for some of our listeners, it was UCG. 087 1400 106, the WhatsApp number. Keep your thoughts coming into us. Do we just in general have too many college courses in colleges and universities across the country? The email, as always, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, Claire, Ellen, Rebecca, Connell, thanks so much for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.